Get up with Illy and Chad.
Check it out.
Hey, I've done a trip yesterday, obviously, to go and do a comedy gig, and I brought a couple of comedians from Guilt Free with me, Richo and Lachlan.
Nice.
And all's been going well. We did the trip down. However, as we were doing the trip down, I had to put some fuel in the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, obviously, you know, we're all going to chip in. And Richo's like, look, oh, I don't get paid yet. Right. So I was like, oh, that's good. I know you're good for it. That's sweet. My mate Lachlan informs me that he didn't bring his card.
What?
Or any cash.
So he didn't bring his wallet for a trip to Townsville, which is 4 hours away.
Yep.
And he's staying overnight, so presumably he'd have to pay for accommodation.
Oh, yeah. Well, presumably he would.
So when did he give you this information? You know, when you're at Cardwell or at the start of the trip?
Between Cardwell and Townsville.
Oh!
Yeah.
Too late to turn around.
Now, this is the thing, Ill. I want your opinion on this. Was that move done on purpose?
I don't know, because I've got a friend who does a similar move all the time, and I'm unsure as to whether she just is really clumsy and unorganized, or if in fact there's a strategy behind it for when she has no money. Because she recently did that to me when we were in Sydney. Mm. She conveniently lost her bank card, so I had to pretty much bankroll the entire weekend. And mind you, I only had $200 to my name. And she said, yeah, I'll pay you back. But you know that even if they do pay you back, it is going to be at least in another couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if this mooch will be able to give me anything back.
What a mooch. You reckon he did it on purpose? What's your instinct?
I have a feeling that it's too convenient.
Yeah.
Like, I leave the house, the first things I grab, phone, wallet, keys.
Yep.
What are you doing in your day where you didn't do that? You knew where you were going.
Yeah.
I picked him up from a cafe. Yeah. How'd you pay for that meal?
Yes. Yeah. How did he pay for that meal?
Well, I don't know. Probably mooching again, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah, they'd exist because mooches exist.
I feel like he's done this on purpose. And the thing is, you've got a story of someone doing the same thing with your mate.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this mooch that I'm going to be lugging into Cairns this afternoon for free.
Oof.
Lachlan. So, I'm naming and shaming.
Yeah, is this defamation?
No, because it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Facts. Facts is not defamation, is it? I don't know.
It actually isn't.
Okay, good.
I've looked it up before.
Read back over the broadcast levels. Stuff him. He's probably still in bed staying in that hotel that I paid for.
Yes.
but I want to know on 13, 12, 16, have you got a mate that pulls this kind of stuff, this shtick?
I'm not really saying it's a mate or thing. Isn't that the Aussie haka? You know, you get to the shop and, you know, you buy a drink and whatever it's smoko. Get to the counter and you pat yourself all over and you say, oh, I forgot where's my wallet or my card, you know?
the Aussie haka.
So you're saying that this is Aussie tradition?
It is, yeah. Everyone does it, don't they?
No, actually. I can't even remember the last time I did it. But, hey, you've definitely put a great idea into my head. All the money I could save.
You know, you get to the counter and you pat yourself all over. Oh, where's my wallet? Where's my card?
Yeah, just like the haka. Where's my wallet? Where's my wallet?